afternoon and welcome to the Communications Standing Committee meeting. Could we open for business and have roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect. All members are present.
All right. Thank you. It's time for a public comment. Seeing no public in the audience, we will now close public comment. We want to approve our minutes. Do we have any questions?
That's good.
So approve the minutes. I'll make that motion.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes for March 28th.
Let's do it.
Agreed.
All right. Move on. Discussion items. We'll turn it over to General Manager Steph, please.
Well, I have our sign board guru, Kelly, here to give you an update.
All right. Okay, so I've gotten a quote from Stuart Signs. They sent this saying that they actually acquired the permits required for us, which is, I didn't realize that. And so here's kind of the process they go through, and then there's a quote on there. It does not include electrical, and we can't get an electrical quote until you decide the location, which depends on the specific site and where it has to run from. I also spoke to the county about getting a CEQA approval, which is the California Environmental Quality Act, if there's any environmental impact. And that is also based on location. That's when they'll give their, either say it's exempt or give their recommendation on that. And then I spoke with Caltrans, and if you are to use a site that touches on Highway 4 in any way, you need to have Caltrans approve it as well, but not if it's any town roads that they don't want to get involved in. And I spoke to Virgil and asked about I tried to find the ownership of some of the different sites we were looking into, and the corner of Highway 4 and Bixler, that corner there over by the Centex, is actually, he believes that it is owned by Public Works Zone 57. So I don't know how easy it would be to get something put there on a permanent basis. The land right outside of Well 4, where they're putting the temporary sign, it technically shows that it's still owned by Contra Costa County Sanitation District 19, but he informed me that it's in the process of being transferred over now. It is our property. It is our land. It belongs to the town. And then the county said the easiest place to get things approved would be here at the community center because it's on our land, town owned, and it's not on any highways. That is all I have.
Awesome.
So Kelly, the permits were included in the cost, the price quote that they had, or they get it and that's an addition to?
Well, it says here that the installation includes acquiring licensing permits for the sign installation, and then they quoted the installation cost of $5,900.
So if we ended up with a $20,000 sign,
oh, I think
it would be $26,000, yeah, for the permit, just for the permit, well, not tax and all the other stuff.
Oh, and then electrical installation is another $1,000.
Okay. But they did not, if the 5,900, I just saw that, the 5,900, then that's in addition to the quoted cost.
The sign?
Yes.
Yes, this is the installation only.
Okay.
And they did, you know, they're having a sale that runs through May, but this quote is good until July 13th.
Oh, okay.
So they extended, that is on there as well, right under the $5,900, so just for future reference.
July what?
13th.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez,
I heard that. Oh,
13
will be here. We better have it resolved before then.
Kelly, I'm noticing here that what they're guaranteeing through July 13, 17, the $5,900 is the installation price.
Oh,
there's
yes.
A purchase price.
Yes.
Should we be concerned about that?
Well, that is good through May 31st, and I can always call her and see if she would extend it, because typically she said they don't raise their prices up through, she told me July. That's what she told me last year, I think, when we started pricing it out.
She could just, because we may have, you know, depending on what you want to recommend, we would have to still take this to the board for approval.
Well, it's nice that they go pull the permits and then design that
the mount for the ground. This is what they're doing, installation. So it's just concrete.
We are responsible, however, for getting a site plan.
Okay.
So just discussion. I did talk to exactly 15 people. Different people, some friends, some that I met, weren't friends, and asked them about the signs. And I said, we have different locations. We're thinking about what would you think. 12 of the 15 said they didn't like the idea. Now, that is not a good survey when you got as many people as we got here. And I said, why? And 12 of them said, I like the small town. And it just feels like it's getting bigger. And when I had said the different locations, but really I had said Bixler, Timber Point, you know, Bixler and Timber Point, trying to cover Lakeshore, Balfour and Bixler, trying to cover that, the shopping mall, the entrance, I never said the community center here. So then I threw back at them. And three of them said, it sounds like it's a good idea. So, when I hit the other 12, though, and I said, what if we put a sign up on the community center? And I had described the Timber Point sign, and I said, you know, most everybody said that they, I think one said he didn't know, never saw it. But when they said the community center, they all said, yeah, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. So it almost made me feel like we know that if this goes, and I think it could, you got to start someplace. I'm going to go buy 6-7 signs, put it out here and see how it goes. I mean, it's a great experiment. See, and if people come by and say, I love it, and we want to try to expand, then we start to look at it that way. And we get our feet wet trying to figure out the electrical and the added cost in it as well. And the community center could use a little more pizzazz, and I think that adds just that real nice. You're doing a great job on the Facebook. You're doing a good job on the, you know, I got the brochure that came in the mail.
Okay.
Get an electronic sign out there, now we start to see a few things. It could work, so just my 2 cents.
Yeah, I think this is kind of where the public, I would hope this is where the customer service happens when the public needs to meet the town. And so this building or over at our offices, but you know, I think that I really wanted as high traffic as possible, but I have a similar survey results too. I had about a 50-50, 51-49 on do we really need to go digital? What does this mean for the small town?
Yeah. So, there's a number of people who really want to keep us contained.
And there were groups that said, oh, yeah, we'd love to get on the signboard.
Well, yeah.
So, but the community center is a good, it is a center, a center of our community. And
yes.
Maybe that was a, go for the gusto, trying to do 7 signs, or maybe we need to be practical here and balance some things. And it would be simpler. We may find out that there's a newer technology someday that doesn't, or make it even better or cheaper somewhere else. Or, the other option I was thinking is over there by the post office in that area where the Safeway is. And it's really kind of commercial there. That was my trade-off. If I was to say, well, here's the small town feel, but Safeway doesn't feel like small town. You know, it feels like most.
We have no property there.
I know. Yeah. Right. I was hoping that corner was going to say town on it.
Well, it sounds like you're in agreement that maybe we could look at this location.
Yeah.
So maybe we can go out. And now maybe, why don't we go out and get a total cost now? If we know a location, dual-sided.
I mean, what about on the corner at all? Do you think it's just too...
I don't know.
We don't do... Who has what corner?
You're talking about this corner right here.
I don't think we have that.
I don't know how we did.
Somebody's trying to put up that rotary site, aren't they?
But we're doing that more by our, like where we put the trailer.
I was trying to grab the traffic that goes to the marina.
Yeah.
How do you pick that up?
They'll be able to potentially
see it.
I hope so. Okay.
I think so.
All
right. I'm just going to throw this out here. The only thing that I see that's really could be a potential pickup down the road as we spend this money to install the sign and run the electrical out there and do all the things that we need to do, and then we change somehow the footprint.
The parking lot changes, or the entrances change.
But I think we can pack up and move most of we can pack up and move the sign and all that. And so there could be some loss down the road. I think by the time that would take place, we would still have many good, several good years on the time. So I think the benefit outweighs that potential.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll just wait forever.
Yeah. Well, we do have not a master plan, but at least a sketch to give us an idea. And we have talked about that we really do need a master plan for the community center.
We do. There's some things on the rise that we can...
But, to your point, that's not going to happen this year.
No.
So, let's put the sign in. If we have to move, we have to move. That means moving the electrical. Principal already.
I would think you'd be able to move a sign. I mean, no matter what it's on. Sounds I would like think you'd be
my
able
cost,
to.
My cost is another $5,000 for a concrete pad.
Exactly. That's it. We can move
it. Yeah, bolt it and just move it to the new spot. Yeah.
So, colors?
Well, I look at I think it's red. Timber Point is red.
Timber Point is red.
And it's very informative. I mean, as I'm driving by, it runs fast enough. Who's ever programming? It runs fast enough. I can read it while I'm driving by. I go to Lakeshore with Sunland, so I pass that a couple, three or four times a week. But I can't say the red excites me. Mm-hmm.
I think we should go color. I personally think we should go color.
I think we should too. At least see the Primo. It's not going to be huge, the difference on the first one. But if we look at it and say it's no big deal, then we look at other
double-sided.
It's a double-sided.
Double-sided color.
And that would help show the cost, maybe with different... Maybe we can spread that cost around the town a little bit. And the budget. I don't know where this item falls in.
Well, it's gonna fall a little bit on the parking rec lighting
and landscaping.
But also, it's the signs primarily, again, to supplement the portable trailer in drop messages, emergency messages pertaining to our water and wastewater. That's the primary purpose that would outweigh every other purpose.
That's what I thought too. I think that's kind of, that's our primary purpose with it. And then if there's some benefit that the other departments are going to show up.
We don't have Dina here, but I would assume she would assign some percentages because that would be the primary purpose.
Yeah, I agree.
So to summarize, to make sure that we have an understanding, is we're looking at the multicolored double face, putting it at the community center, one. I would like to get estimates for completing the project, including an electrical installation, all that, permits, whatever we need to do. And then we'll bring it before the board with the committee's recommendation with a not to exceed cost that'll have some contingency in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the location would probably be somewhere between the two entrances.
So
wherever that lands.
Well, you could almost take the wooden sign that's there now and just put this new sign right there.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
there's some trees out there, so we may have some finagling, but we'll see.
We'll look at a couple of alternatives. Yeah. Where the sign is now, there's a roadblock there because of trees, roots, or pipes. Maybe it gets pushed out.
As close to them,
I mean, it adds the pizzazz.
Yeah, because these signs here also have the name of whatever. So if one of them says Nicholas County High School, the other St. Joan of Arc, Roman Catholic. So this would say Discovery Bay Community Center and then the sign. Yeah.
Or maybe our logo on it or something.
I don't know if it's that clever, but
it should be able to. The sample that you have really looked nice, but I think it should show this.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
I think that's
over the top, yeah.
That's Metro right there.
Can we get that all digital?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
I would think this part's digital.
No, the upper part, if you look at Timber Point, it's
it's just a black.
It's solid.
Lettering.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
And then you'd have to check on training as well, programming.
Yes.
On what if that has an added cost to whether that comes with it. I know it seems like it's simple. Timber Point.
We could make some advertising money on that.
Especially we have Rod and Katie working on a sign policy.
Good. That was going to be the next week. Once it goes in, people are going to want to put things in Lions Club, Chamber of Commerce, but every other organization is going to want to do it too.
Well, that's right.
Every staff heard that.
Yeah.
So we need to get a policy.
And this is something that we can't be. Yeah, we'll get in.
I'd like to see Pac-Man across the bottom of every hour. I
with the time chain, like they eat the,
whatever the whole group is right there.
It'll be interesting to see, Matt, if after you put the sign up, if you see a little more interest.
Yeah.
Because people are like, you know, it's amazing how many people with the construction grade sign
read it, did what it showed.
Mm-hmm.
I get calls to use it all the time.
Yeah.
And we have to think about the labor involved of, you know, processing it, you know, putting this stuff up. You got to take it down. There's issues. Kelly, do you need any, do you have any questions?
Do we have someone for the town who has drawn up site plans?
Site plans.
I have a site plan for here. There are several of them for this. We should have one.
We should have one. Yeah. Virgil might have one.
We had an architect measuring.
Okay.
It should be in the policy binder, isn't it, at the back? I think it's in mine. If not, it's the green plate report that they did. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it was green plate.
But the site, I'm assuming, all they really need, I think, is the parking lot area. And the,
well, this one's
actually, I know who's going to draw on site plans, either Virgil or... I would imagine one of the guys in our landscape group can sketch that.
Brian. We'll figure it out.
All right, good deal.
It's exciting.
All right, thank you, Kelly.
That's good work.
Good information.
We won't keep you here if you want to leave. Should we stay overtime to do this?
All right,
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good information.
Okay.
D2,
I'm going to pass this on to Carol, who's going to update you on this item.
We had our quarterly training, and Billy was part of that training that we had for the email blast and web forms, and I felt like it was really informative, and I was able to, you know, have a better understanding on how to send an email blast, how to modify the web form with the special interest areas. So I felt really good about the quarterly training. And I've been working on Google Analytics. That's separate from this, but still part of the, so I've got the little report that I provided for you all to look at. It's just, I'm just kind of getting myself familiar with Google Analytics so I can, you know, kind of understand the different things on the report, but you have the number of sessions, you have users, just the things, you know, how their sessions are by browser, you know, Chrome, Safari, and all that. And it's really cool because when I'm on there, you can get real-time information, which I don't know how to create a report yet on that, but you can see who's, well, the location that the person's in. Like today I looked at it, people were looking from San Francisco and Milpitas, and they were looking at the community center and the recreation program, along with employment, lots of different things. So it's really a great thing. And I do have a training coming up on the 23rd, so that's going to be intro to Google Analytics.
Wow.
So hopefully I'll be...
when is that?
It's May 23rd. And what I'll do is I will email Lindsay. Do you want to be part of that? Is that what you're saying?
I thought that was great, the training. And it was brief.
Yeah.
It was really quick.
I mean, it's really amazing.
Are you
going to
do a webinar on
that? It's going to be a webinar, yeah. So you want to be on that too?
I'll probably be on a webinar side.
Yeah, because it's really easy to just, you know, have. I can send you the email, the link, and do that. And so I can learn how to create more
boards. That's a Tuesday, right?
Yep. I believe it is. Yes, it is Tuesday. And that is at, I have it right here, 10. I have everything right here, actually. I believe it's at, 10 a.m., 10 to 11, Tuesday, May 23rd. So I'll send an email to Lindsay on that.
Send a reminder email with all the information.
Absolutely, yes, and a reminder. But really interesting stuff. I feel like once I get through the intro to Google Analytics, I'll be able to really speak well of what, you know, everything that it has within the, what kind of reports you can create, and I'll sound really very intelligent. So it's great. It's good stuff. So And email blast, did you get the email blast?
I've received, in the last week or two, I think I've received either two or three.
Right, I sent one yesterday, I believe it was.
They are so clean looking, yeah, really, so professional.
Yeah, I really like the way it all just kind of flows together. Real easy to do, and I'm glad that we've...
How many do we have signed up now?
There's 25.
25. So we need like 10,000.
Sure.
I
think it would be really no problem, no impact on my workload.
Once you get it, it should be automatic. Yeah.
Exactly. The only part that would be is just on the agenda in minutes. All I have to do is copy paste their email into my agenda contacts. That's 1 minute. So it's nothing really.
So I did talk to Don Marie for the last couple of weeks, and I think Ruth is the
Ruth Roberts. Right. Yes.
So she keeps bumping us out. So. There's other stories.
Right.
She told me 2 weeks ago that it would be a next, and it wasn't in his colors. I don't know what to tell you, but Ruth will put it in there. She's got it.
Well,
so I'm hoping this week, because I'm really anxious to see what that will do.
Right.
But in the short term, we got to, as a team, figure out how we get it publicized.
Right.
And one of the ways we talked about was to really work on that front page. I'm almost to the point where if you can put it right up on Facebook, you've got a lot of followers on Facebook. Put it up on Facebook, make it a highlight that short term over the next month we have a goal to reach 5,000 subscribers. It's a voluntary thing. We aren't going to spam people. And if we go onto our website and see if there's something you can, when you log into it, it's right there.
Right there. Well,
bubble.
We have now a proposal from Digital Deployment regarding the homepage and the stationary part, not the carousel, but the featured slider. It'll be a stationary, similar to one that they presented at our
the
meeting that we had. And real, real cost, it's just going to be within Mike's budget, of course, or within his signing authority.
That's what I was going to be. How are we going to see? Oh, it's just
it's going to be great because then you can have six pictures or photos, whatever.
Perfect.
Click on it, be stationary, then we can, whatever is the popular item, have that picture moved on and all that information on that home page. So,
stay tuned. We have more exciting things than
good. And they can have automation in theirs as well, so they can. Based on the number of hits, you don't have to look at the report. They can move it automatically. You can ask them to do that.
Okay.
So if I've got it in some order, but this one's getting hit more, I want that one moved up, and we'll ask.
Lindsay, or whoever's in leading the
other
intro.
I'm going to say the other one. I'm
like, Mac.
What was the other joke?
Lindsay was the one that did Rocky.
Rocky.
But for our webinar, it'll be Lindsay.
He did it.
So we could talk to him.
Ask him if that's possible because they have that. So if we get out of the carousel, and I think the carousel looks good, but we really need something that's fixed.
Totally.
And then a couple of cases where you get into, and I'm not going into great deal in detail with this, but if you've got a website that has three different ways to get to something, not necessarily the way you want to go, like Canon was a good example. Canon used to have everything on their homepage. You could pick anything. And now they have one question. What country are you in? That's the first one. And once it but now you get just a brief, like seven topics. Commercial, personal equipment, blah, blah, blah. You go that. So you have two or three clicks, but you're right where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So the first, coming into that homepage, want a clean, crisp, and community center, has to be right there.
Mm-hmm. Because I noticed when I'm on Google Analytics that recreation, swimming pool are top. They're the top ones on that. The
every
number
time
of people
I come to the park,
I'm
full
for
activities.
Yeah, so that's great.
Good. That's really good. Okay, so thank you. That's good to hear.
Do we have a link for Sheriff on there?
Yes, it's under resources, health and safety.
I wonder if that gets any things. All this traffic.
They just come to the meetings.
I'm going to hear about one tonight where we just added, you got the email blast on the emergency.
I love those email blasts. People are going to love them. So
and
there's
that
only
might
20
be
something
way
that are getting them.
That people will be word of mouth, especially with that one, emergency notification. Hey, did you see emergency notification in town at Discovery Bay? And no, hey, just sign up for their email updates, you know. I mean, that might be another way for people to
I've been tempted to go in next door and do it, but I'll find somebody else to do it.
Emergency notification test would be good to have like once a year or something.
Yeah.
Or whatever regular schedule. We just put it out.
Right.
What, you know, whatever the alert is supposed to be, if it's part of our emergency plan, just a test.
Well, that's kind of another topic. But I'm tightening up some stuff in emergency coordination. I know we brought somebody in here in the past to teach us SIMS and stuff like that, but we are merely a spoke in a bigger wheel. And this is what I've already started this process for, how we're going to coordinate that better, how we become, how we operate as that spoke in that wheel in some joint exercises, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So we're working. We're juggling
that's
a lot cool. of things.
No, I know. That's awesome.
So,
yeah.
And that's how we came to know about this emergency notifications. Through our meetings that we've been setting up, we thought that one would put out right away. So,
I would love that. Okay, so on the blast, the email blast on the meter, I'm still kind of lost with who's next. And people are asking me, you know, now that they know I'm on the board, so they when what phase are you in? So we can, it doesn't have to be weekly, but periodically put it up that says we're in phase three. Phase four is coming. You don't have to get into great detail. It's just kind of preparing. Because the cards go out.
I was going to say, the last time I did send one out was with that map that Kelly provided that she got from Dina. That has not been updated yet. I asked Kelly actually the other day, but we do have an open house, I think, next week.
And
so maybe
we're switching. We're moving. Switching some phases.
Okay.
So we've got to get that information.
So that'd be good to get out. Yeah.
It might be cool if somebody can do it, just a color site plan. Or a map that would just show completely.
Yeah.
This is all blue now, and then this is green, or I don't know how you do it. But that one map, I sent that one map I got to a lot of people, and that was like it showed all the phases and where they were at as far as the progress. And everybody's like, "Where's my house?" And they go, "Oh, that's what's going on." You know,
right.
So that's. But they didn't have to. They didn't have to read a big long thing.
Yeah. Remind me tomorrow or Friday to check up on how we're communicating. The change in phase and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
This is good too.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome, yes. I really enjoyed getting on Google.
It's enlightening.
Yeah, it's just like, oh my gosh, this is real time and seeing who's on and what they're looking at.
Well, I know you put a lot of effort into the website, so this is a good way for you to look to see the rewards of that effort.
Yeah, it really is our first class website. It's sharp and it's very informative and a lot of good information there that people
really
need
it. And I got a call actually from the city of Carmel. They're considering digital deployment as their web creator. So I talked to them for a while and just gave some really good feedback on how we've been
You set her up. You're
going to Carmel. Wouldn't that be nice?
Building a
contact. No, I'm not. Doesn't work for Fremont. I think that's going to happen. But
good deal.
Good stuff.
Any further discussion or any future agenda items?
No, the only other one is I'm continuing to work with Ruth and Don Marie to make sure that we get that article. They're excited about it, but it's low key compared to some of the other articles. They've had a lot of awards and stuff locally, and that's gotten some of the press. So, I can talk to Amanda and see if we can get an end of monthly on that one as well. I haven't talked to her. That goes to every home, doesn't it? Only once a month. I'll take the action and talk to Amanda. You know, any way we can. Once we get a good, strong base, then word of mouth, but 20 players are quite enough. It's probably half of those, if not more, are us.
I know, I've got it from myself, but
it's good
information, though. It definitely is.
So, Director Mary, are you pretty happy with the communication changes, and do you think we have any other objectives we should try to focus on in the next 6 months?
I think we really took a couple of different approaches. The sign is one. The web is like gold mine, I think, has been right there. So just churning it up, and it didn't take a lot out of it. I don't think it's taking a lot of resources. I know a little bit. I'm going to look at you.
Yeah, we're not overburdened at this point.
Good.
I think that to join in on this conversation is that we're going to be doing a pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps in the pipeline we can mention something about our e-glass system, et cetera. I'm going to want our, as you can see, I'm getting our staff more involved in these projects, and they're doing a wonderful job.
Chamber of Commerce, Lions Club, we might ask them to publicize on their website new thing on Facebook. Do you have a link to go to our homepage from your Facebook?
Do you go to the service
office? Well, I do. I'm still pretty new with that because it's kind of a weird setup. But
yeah, I'll see if we can't get that. In fact, you might even ask Lindsay on the training. How do we get from our Facebook over there?
Yeah, we still dink with it, but we are getting, Carol and I sit down about every couple of weeks and we update at least the recreation stuff. And
we should have from our home site.
We do have Facebook.
To go to the Facebook.
We right here have the Facebook link, but you know
we
what?
Do.
I've never clicked it, but there we go.
There we go. So we do have that.
We
want to bring you back to us.
Okay.
Now, that's down at the bottom of the home page.
Yes.
I'll have to click on that. Tomorrow.
Yeah, so that's that just
good. Good.
But we're still newbies when it comes to playing with the Facebook stuff. But the website we're getting pretty good at. Like I said, we just sat down the other day for about an hour and updated all the summer stuff and the accordions and changed some pictures and got some new information up. What we found is when we're in the process, like off-season here, we just kind of put page, what did we do? We did page like under construction or changing, please come back later. So the link wouldn't go away, but it just, summer's over and the pool's closed and there really isn't anything to tell you other than check back in May for the latest information. So we're trying to get a little more sophisticated at that. But she's doing a great job, because I just sit behind her and go, can we move that? Can we do this? And I'm sure she's like, would you just settle down? And I'm like, move this around here.
No, it is fun. I enjoy updating and doing things on the website.
So the only other thing I would say is that as a town, we can put out once a quarter. It doesn't have to be large, but... we know, we've said in the meetings, a couple of them, we have a couple of programs coming up. We're going to dig a new well. We're going to do the denitrification. The filtration is going to complete end of this year, near the end of this year. And I think we advertise that to the public once a quarter and just say, here's the programs coming up. Once every 6 months, it doesn't matter. I'm not trying to put a lot of labor on it. But that could be an email blast. Again, the reward of people signing up after we get a few. This says here, well, new well, we're looking for a new well. And 2-3 sentences on why. Mm-hmm. And what's the time frame? Next 2 years. We're putting in the meat.
We need to talk more about that. There's a couple other
communities. Well, I'd like to get people to understand there's things coming so that when it happens, they don't all of a sudden, 70 of them show up because they don't like something.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
It's timing is everything.
Right. So we'll talk about it, but when you ask, is there anything else, that would be the only other thing I'd say is kind of lay out a map, roadmap of some of the stuff coming.
I think the pipeline is another key piece of the communication plan for the town, and so that would be, I know we do it twice a year, right?
We had historically done it twice a year.
Okay.
Yeah, two of the three publications, because the activities guide comes out three times a year, and so two of those three times, the pipeline was part of it.
And the pipeline usually has our water.
It's mostly town stuff. It's not recreation stuff.
Don't we also communicate annually our water results?
I'm going to talk about that in my manager report.
I'm not good.
But it's all about the water quality report. But
it's not in the pipeline, though, is it?
No, it's separate. Yes. And then we also have an activity, a town directory that I'm going to talk about tonight in my manager's report.
All right.
Good.
So it's all coming
good.
Good deal. I don't have any new.
Oh, I think that's
we're
it.
Doing good.
It's good.
Yeah, I think it's good. Anything you guys think we should add or consider or the next couple months?
I think we're plenty busy.
All right.
But keep your eyes on the website and let us know, because again, we were just playing with it earlier this week, mm-hmm. or was it last week?
I believe it was the beginning of this
beginning
week.
Beginning of this week, we kind of updated all the summer stuff, so the activities guide, when you click, it's all there, it's all the new stuff.
Good.
And yeah, pool hours are all there, and all the other mm-hmm. stuff related to recreation we just updated. So cruise through it, see what you think, let me know if you have any comments.
Does staff get the information too, so they're aware when people ask them, like, hey, or does it always, like, compartmentalize, oh, that's not my department, I don't know?
The managers always get the information, and they should be pushing that down so that keeping their people informed. We have this is somewhat communication related, but we'll be we're looking at doing a celebration for the 20-year anniversary. So that's coming up next year. So we'll be looking at ways to get
20
that. Congratulations! You've been in town for 20 years next year.
Oh, 98, 18. When did we become a
1998? 2018 is our 20-year anniversary. So I've got things in the mix to do a celebration.
That's cool.
We'll be talking more about that in the future of how we get that information out.
All right.
Right before the election. Anyway, that's awesome. Good thing we'll communicate about. But all right. Well, I think we've covered it. Can we? I think we'll call.
When do we next meeting? Do we go? Because Kelly's going to get some stuff. Do we need to do it next month or the following month? How much?
We're moving forward. Well, no. Well, the next step for her is to get that stuff together, and then I'm going to bring it before the board with a committee recommendation and. This is what we'd like to do. We'll bring it before the board. I need an authorization to engage in whatever signatures I need to do to make it all happen.
So do we want to meet once? We don't know the price is yet, what the cost is. So if we go take it to the board, we don't know what that is.
Well, I think we're okay.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to bring a $70,000 sign to the board.
Well, no, we know that the board, the double-sided is about $20,000.
Yeah.
From her. We've got another $6,000 and something.
Mm-hmm. So it might be
So it might be $30,000.
And then some contingency in there, so maybe you're adding another 20% on top of that.
And I'm sure the board's going to say, maintenance, what do we have? What if it fails? How long are they good for? What's the expected life? We need a couple more details. Yeah. So if we don't meet again to discuss that, we've got to have that prepared. Maybe we meet just before.
The next meeting is August 2nd, because we're on a quarterly...
we had said...
Right? Quarterly.
That's all I'm saying is, do we want to meet? You don't think we need it?
Let's meet subject to the
communicate with
the sign.
You want to do the special meeting for that?
Oh, I don't know. If you think we need one.
Well, I think that we want to jump on getting this thing started.
I don't want to wait.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather meet in June and say, hey, we're a month into this. We know pretty much this is the budgetary item. What do you think? Yeah, we get the board to approve it. Then we can at least prove the design and then or the concept, and then we can go out and...
I don't know that we have to meet for that.
I don't think we do.
Give us an email that says, here's where we stand, and here's what I'm going to present. I'd like to know a little more than the rest of the board, Chris and I.
Yeah, as they're coming in, yeah.
Okay. Before we walk in, so that we don't look like we're getting surprised by it, too.
Right.
Okay. All that's right. Good. So next meeting's August something?
August 2nd. That's what I have. All
right. Mm-hmm. I think we did a lot in the couple of meetings we had. Thank you.
All right. So during the meeting, thank you.